quote, "I totally disagree with any theistic evolutionary perspective," end quote. That's what Dr. Ray Boland said, and therefore addresses the failure of neo-Darwinism. Now, on Probe.
This week, I'm discussing the first of four sections in the book, Theistic Evolution, A Scientific, Philosophical, and Theological Critique. I'll be covering five chapters from the section, The Failure of Neo-Darwinism. Today, I'm discussing Jonathan Wells' chapter on why DNA mutations are insufficient to account for the arrival of new organisms through evolution. Mutations acted on by natural selection are what provides the variation. When given enough time and continued mutations with selection provide new types of organisms. Dr. Wells begins his chapter by making sure we understand what is meant by the central dogma. It goes something like this. DNA makes RNA, makes protein, makes us. It was thought that all the instructions for building organisms was in the sequence code of DNA. But DNA never leaves the nucleus. The sequence of DNA that codes for a protein is transcribed into a molecule of RNA. This messenger RNA then leaves the nucleus and enters the cell, where molecular machines called ribosomes translate the RNA code into protein code. Proteins are made of long chains of amino acids. Proteins are the workhorse of the cell. They speed up necessary chemical reactions the cell needs and provide structure and support. Our bodies are composed of organ systems, which are made up of organs, which are composed of tissues, and tissues are composed of cells that perform their functions through the proteins that each cell makes. Therefore, DNA makes RNA makes protein makes us. Over the last few decades, this analogy has fallen apart. Initially, a stretch of DNA that coded for a single protein was called a gene. One gene, one protein. We now know that the RNA transcribed from a gene can split up into two or more segments, and these segments can be put together in several different ways. The RNA then doesn't match the original DNA sequence. About 95% of human genes can be spliced into more than one RNA and more than one protein. Proteins can also be modified with sequences of sugar molecules that are specific to a particular tissue. What controls the splicing and the addition of sugar molecules is still not fully known. But for various reasons, it's not the DNA alone that determines these variations on a central theme.
You've been listening to Probe with your host, Dr. Ray Boland. To get his free transcript on theistic evolution, the failure of neo-Darwinism, go to probe.org. And join us next time as we proclaim the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, God's truth, here on Probe.